Hey guys, Eric Peacock here with our Get Fit with Eric podcast. Want to talk today about, this is part one of a two-part series, six keys to getting rid of the dad bod. And I say this because I'm a 47-year-old dad, and I'm finding a lot of dads like myself are starting to ask for help. And really kind of thought about doing this podcast because the other day I had an old teammate of mine from back in the college football days, the glory days, who came in and said, you know, he's still disciplined like he was in football, but his discipline has been really focused on his job and his family, which is not a bad thing, but he's lost his way when it comes to physical fitness. And life's different now. Yeah, obviously, back in college, we could train. We were paid, you know, that was our job, was to stay in shape for football as well as be a good student. We had a lot more free time, and things are different. And a lot of dads find themselves strapped for time, strapped for energy, not knowing where to start. So I want to talk about just some keys that I think are important. You know, having gone through just a good process myself at 47 doing a fitness competition, I know that's probably out of, you know, anybody's wheelhouse. It's not anybody's wheelhouse right now. But you learn a lot in that process that you can take some of that knowledge and impart it down to, you know, other guys like yourself. And how do you make changes, you know, and you're not going to implement these all at once. Sometimes you got to start with one or two keys and then slowly add in the rest. But I'm going to talk about the first three today, and then next week I'll talk about the next three. So my first key I want to talk about is consistent nutrition. I always say nutrition is 70-80% of your results. And if you're not paying attention to your nutrition, if it's like most people I see, random, inconsistent, sometimes good, sometimes bad, it's not going to get it done. And a lot of people are that way, and especially got a lot of guys on the run. They get up in the morning and they grab something quick, if they grab something at all, and maybe slug down some coffee and they run to work. And then maybe they go to lunch at work, or they go grab something at the cafeteria, or they go grab something like Subway, or they go out with clients. They really don't have a plan. And then by the time you get home from dinner, you're stressed out, you're hungry, and that's typically where you blow it and you eat way too many calories. And then you go to bed a couple hours later and those calories are sitting in you, and that kind of leads to the weight gain, especially around the middle. So I want to talk about consistent nutrition. Basically, is getting your body into a rhythm. And one of the things I learned, you know, I've learned over the years from doing physique shows, and not that, like I said, not that I'm telling people to do those, is that if you want to see your body change, you have to get your body into a rhythm. So getting consistent about eating a good breakfast, eating a decent lunch, that means you might have to take a little extra time and pack a decent lunch instead of just react and see, well, what am I going to have today? And then planning your dinners out, you know, planning to cook as a family, or planning recipes as a family, or cooking up ahead of time during the week so you have good options when you get home at night, and then having some healthy snacks on hand so you don't go too long between meals and your blood sugar drops, and then that's typically what will lead to a lot of the overeating as well. So when I say consistent nutrition, I mean getting rid of a lot of the processed foods. So think of processed foods that come out of a box or a can or something that is instant. More whole foods, you know. So a good comparison would be like, instead of, you know, eating instant rice, you know, slow cooking rice, or, you know, instead of eating, you know, a bowl of cereal, eating oatmeal, instead of eating deli meats, cooking up some free range chicken breasts or some healthy chicken breasts on the grill, those type of things, you know, making those type of swap outs. Every meal should have a good healthy carbohydrate and a good protein in it. And you know, usually what I like to do is just make sure, you know, the protein is about the size of two palms. You know, two of my palms is about a protein source, and two scooped handfuls is my carb. So if I had two scooped handfuls of rice, I'd have two palms of chicken or turkey or fish or something like that in the protein. So every meal has a protein and a carb in it, and I'm eating around the same times a day consistently if I can. Trying to be consistent about your meal times, your snack times, and, you know, there's a lot of different ideas for snacks, but just getting your body in that rhythm and making sure you always have a protein and carb at every meal is key. And that'll help keep your blood sugar stable so that you don't get hungry, you don't crash, and then are tempted to eat not so good things later on. Also, with consistent nutrition, that means drinking lots of water, getting the pop, get rid of the pop, and drink real water. And then also, guys, I know we're notorious for this, is you got to cut back on the alcohol intake. If you're having a couple beers every night, it's not going to work for you. Beer is actually a lot of extra calories. Plus, it's an inflammatory thing where it's going to kind of puff you up. As you can tell, when people have been drinking, they typically don't get less puffy. They get more puffy, and it does mess with your liver, which kind of, you know, causes your liver to be stressed. And your liver is a big fat burning organ. So if you're stressing your fat burning organ, guess how good your fat burning is going to be? Not very good. And it also has been shown to elevate levels of estrogen in your body too. So we got to do those things with nutrition. I mean, I could do a whole podcast on nutrition, but I want to say you got to get consistent with nutrition. You got to start tracking. And I use the MyFitnessPal app. And what you track, you will improve. You don't need me to sit there and tell you what to do. If you start tracking on MyFitnessPal, you can download it in the App Store for free. You basically will start to see things just on your own, like eating too many calories at night or imbalanced meals where you've got tons of carbohydrate and very little protein. And really, when you're on there, you want to kind of get close to a one-to-one ratio of grams of protein to grams of carbohydrates. So those are some basic things. So consistent nutrition is number one. Number two is strength training. A lot of times we default to cardio and easy cardio at that. You know, we want to do elliptical, or we're going to jog. But strength training is huge, because as we get over 40, our bodies tend to start dumping muscle mass. One, because a lot of times we'll see our hormone levels, our testosterone levels decrease. Number two is because we just don't use our muscles as much. We're sitting at desks, we're sitting all the time, sitting in cars, so we have to use it or lose it. So strength training 3 to 4 times a week, and then keeping your sessions short and intense. And I say that because if you're in the gym for longer than an hour, typically you're going to see a rise in a hormone called cortisol. And when you have that stress, high levels of stress hormone, what that will do is that'll keep your body from being able to add lean muscle mass and burn fat, basically. And we don't want high elevated levels of cortisol. They're going to elevate a little bit during the workout, but we want to keep that period very short. So short, intense workout sessions in the gym, and focusing on the compound movements first: deadlifts, squats, presses, pull-ups or pull-downs, and rows. And then if you want to throw in some arms and things like that at the end, that's great. But using fairly heavy weights too. You know, that whole adage of light weights to cut and heavy weights to bulk is kind of BS. So I would say a rep range of anywhere from 5 to 15, very rep range with that as well. So you have to strength train, all right? Strength training is, you know, the more muscle you have and more muscle you keep, the better your metabolism is going to be. And muscle, you know, is like armor too. A lot of times people complain about their bad knee, their bad back. They're just plain gotten weak. And when you get weak, your structure is weak and things start to break down more easily. So I can't tell you how many guys we've had in our gym, in our personal training gym here in Lakeville, once they start doing things like deadlifts and doing them properly, their back quits hurting because they get stronger. So strength solves a lot of problems, but also it keeps the muscle underneath. If we're going to try to lose the fat, we want to have some muscle underneath to look at. So if we don't give our body a reason to keep that muscle, it's going to get rid of that right along with the fat. And that's why a lot of these starvation diets don't work very well, because yes, you lose weight, but you lose muscle along with fat and you become that skinny fat. And I don't think anybody strives to look like that. Number three of the dad bod things is flexibility and mobility. I just harp on this all the time, but one of the reasons people get off track is they get injured, they get hurt, and a lot of people have flexibility imbalances. So they have one muscle on one side that's really tight, and the other side is what we call inhibited or weak. And we can stretch a muscle on one side, and that'll help the other muscle on the other side work better, and you have a better balance. So an example is that, like, tight hip flexors, you know, in the front of your hip. Those muscles typically, and a lot of people, are shortened throughout the day, and because they're sitting, they're shortened. And when they get tight, they don't let your glutes work. Well, your glutes are the prime muscle group you want to be, you know, leading with squats and deadlifts. So no wonder people hurt themselves in those type of exercises, because their glutes aren't firing because their hip flexors are tight. So we have to do a good, solid flexibility mobility program. And I recommend doing dynamic mobility and flexibility at the beginning. Move your body, get your body moving. That gets your nervous system primed up to do more work. And when we're going to do intense work, like a hard run or a weight training session, we want our nervous system primed up. Kind of like I've said this in the past, it's like a pilot before they take the plane off, they do their pre-flight checks. That's what I look at a dynamic warm-up as being. It gets the body ready to move, and it helps shore out some of those imbalances so that muscles are firing the way they're supposed to, and that really kind of decreases your risk for for injury, there we go, and it increases your performance in the gym. And then afterwards, I like to do a nice kind of a mellow, the traditional stretching, the doing some light stretching on your major muscle groups, holding each stretch about 20 to 30 seconds at a mild to moderate range, get your body calmed down. And what that does is gets your body out of a fight or flight state and puts you into a rest and digest state, which is key to recovery. And the key to changing, adding muscle and getting better with workouts is not how hard you train, it's how well you recover. So having a static stretching session at the end is key too. And one other thing I'd mention here, and I say this because I'm in the office with them, is chiropractic care. I mean, we have no problem with taking our cars in and having them realigned and having our brakes changed and all that, getting our oil changed. But when it comes to our bodies, we just think it's crazy. But you know, a lot of us have past injuries from maybe from sports, or we've been injured in a car accident, or we just have bad posture from our work or from overuse from things that we do, repetitive movement, and things get out of whack. And I am a big believer in, you know, having chiropractic and using it as a proactive tool, meaning that you go in and you get aligned before things start to get out of whack, where then you're in there a bunch of times trying to get things back online. So I think that's an important part of keeping joints moving good too as well. I've done it since I was 15. I'm 47 now, and it's you know, I can tell you what, it's kind of like Humpty Dumpty. They put me back together more times than once, but also I can tell when I need an adjustment, and I make sure and get one before I go do something like squats or go out for a hard run, because I know that's just kind of like turning a bad song up on the radio. It's just going to get worse. So those are my first three tips on getting rid of the dad bod. And like I said, this can be kind of overwhelming. So maybe you say, you know, I'm not doing anything. I would pick one of those tips. Maybe it's just starting with nutrition. Maybe it's starting to lift weights again. But as always, you know, feel free to reach out to me through this podcast or on my Facebook page or my website at purevitafitness.com. If you have specific questions or you want a more specific stretching routine or some ideas for a more specific weightlifting or nutrition routine, I'm here to help. But next week we'll do part two, the three other tips to get rid of the dad bod that I like to implement. And I will share those next week. And thanks for being on, and we'll see you next week.